Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Gemma Tibbles, online senior fashion editor at ASOS. Welcome to our weekly podcast, My Big Idea. Each week, an inspirational woman tells us about their career and the path they took to get there, in the hope that it might spark a few of your own big ideas. Today, I'm talking to Jessica Gebhardt, who is the creative director and entrepreneur behind the two-year-old denim and wardrobe basics label, I Am Me. We'll be discussing the importance of a visual language to her brand, denim obsessions plus business highs and lows. Let's find out more. Here's Jessica's big idea. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Gemma.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. I'm really well.
Good.
So, you're not wearing denim today?
Not today, no. I did think I probably should. This is one of our tees.
Okay.
This is one that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What does it say in...
So it kind of translates to me and I, so it's like a play on the brand name, I Am Me, yeah.
Ah, okay, cool. So when did your obsession with denim begin?
I think, well, my background is in denim, so my career kind of started there. After uni, I did some work experience and did a bit at Miss 60, so that was kind of denim-based.
Wow, what era was that?
I know.
That the era of when we all had the kind of kit flair?
Yeah, exactly,
really, like,
the classics. And then moved on to Dazed and Confused magazine, did some styling assisting there. And then I started at Topshop, where I started in the buying team on denim. I was there for just under 7 years.
Okay.
So I kind of learned a lot there in the denim world. But previously, before that, my mum, she's also a printed textile designer, and she kind of specialises in indigo and natural indigo dyeing. So I kind of learned a lot about that kind of process as well through her. So
great.
Like the indigo
has she
dye.
Had any kind of input into any of your
she loves it she's my biggest fan, yeah, bless
amazing.
Her she's great.
So Off Season is the name that you've got up on your website for which is i-and-me.com, by the way,
correct,
to present your current collection.
Yeah,
what does that mean exactly? Are you ever on season? Or
so it's kind of a play on the inspiration of the collection, which was kind of really inspired by out of season coastal towns. So it kind of started from a trip to Margate about 2 years ago. We went kind of in November and it was really drizzly and miserable, and just the colours of the sea and kind of that whole kind of feel.
Was this when you were very first starting out?
Yeah, so this is like...
Before you'd even kind of drawn your first sketch?
Yeah, or, exactly. Yeah. Like real, like back to the beginning of it all. But then it is kind of a play on the kind of meaning behind the brand as well. Like, as you say, it is kind of seasonless. That's kind of our strategy and our ethos, and the whole idea of each piece is kind of designed to be worn all year round. So I bring out collections when they're kind of fit for the weather change. So I've got the new collection coming out in a couple of weeks, so it's kind of getting colder, so I'm bringing out the new collection, which is kind of a bit more fit for the cold weather kind of thing.
I saw, if you've got your lookbooks here today, that it's kind of a darker denim. Is that, have you thought around, just because light blue denim is so summer friendly?
Well,
and then
the second collection is all raw denim, so it's unwashed, so it's kind of in its original state. So it's very, very rich indigo, and that collection was inspired from my honeymoon, which we spent in a month in Japan, and I got obsessed with an architect called Tadeo Ando. And it's kind of very dark, so it's kind of representing like the shadows of the architecture, and then there's a lot of grey in there. There's a lot of kind of linear stripes and stuff going through the fabric as well.
What do you call it when it's this kind of you can see the cotton grain going through?
So this is just a contrast stitch, but they're all selvaged denim,
right?
So that's that kind of detail I think you're talking about.
Yeah,
with,
I really love that.
It's
look.
Yeah, that's it's really kind of the most premium denim you can get.
Is it? Right, so despite this, after stalking your LinkedIn, I saw that you've got 14 endorsements for trend analysis and forecasting.
I also work as a consultant, so I do work with manufacturers and brands and various different people and companies and kind of work on train forecasting, kind of trend development and product development. So I work with a manufacturer in Turkey regularly, and there's other stuff, other kind of companies that I've worked with as well. So that's kind of, I guess, maybe why IME is the opposite. It's I do that as well, and I'm very focused, and I'm doing constant research on what is new and like trend and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But IME is more about quality and fabric, and that really drives the brand. So it's not trend led.
Okay. So your background at Topshop and that kind of thing, would that, did that have an impact on the processes you must have had to go on through? Would have been quite like 6 month periods where it's very kind of you knew that it was autumn, winter, then spring, summer.
Yeah.
I guess with this you don't miss that.
Well, I just think it doesn't make sense. It does for a company like that. I think that's just the way the fashion industry goes. There is a calendar and a buying kind of process. But for me, being such a small brand, it's really nice to be able to not conform to that. I can kind of...
Is your personal taste more that way as well?
Yeah, exactly. I've always dressed like that, very kind of driven by cuts and quality of fabric, and it's not never really like a trend thing for me. So,
and how does that work with your production? Do you still have though these kind of deadlines where you're like, we have to get this out by this time?
There is definitely going through that at the moment as well with the launch in a couple of weeks. It's kind of like production management is, it is full on. It's the same as what it would be at Topshop, obviously a lot smaller scale, but there is deadlines and we have to meet that. And, you know, there's sale targets and that kind of thing.
So how often do you drop newness? Is it just twice a year or does it kind of trickle?
It's twice a year at the moment, but I'm working on like other mini kind of collections and collaborations and stuff in the future. So, it's twice a year for now, but it might change.
Cool. So when you're not governed by this seasons, what are your starting points with a collection? Because you kind of, you've got the world your oyster, I suppose, if you haven't got to be like, right, we're doing vests, it's spring, summer, or...
It's really nice like that, kind of working more conceptually, like... Really, I start at the fabric, so that can inspire the whole collection. I think the third collection that's coming out is massively inspired by the fabric, but also really inspired by a quote that I read in Apartamento magazine.
Okay.
And it's basically, I know, can't get it 100% right, but it says something like, good things go with good things. So it's kind of talking about, it was a quote by Donald Judd's son, who was an American artist, like kind of from the minimalist era.
Yeah.
And it's kind of really nice explanation of like good design can go with good design. It doesn't need to be so contrived and like trend driven, I guess. So it's kind of, that's what I've taken from it anyway. So I'm really taking it back to like the fabric and the cut and using a lot of like linen mixes and kind of going quite natural with it. So the palette's very kind of natural and
I love all your imagery. It's so neat.
Thanks.
So, and also what about, you've mentioned travel, your honeymoon to Japan and magazines and that kind of thing. Is there any kind of person or films or other ports of call that you look at for inspiration?
Yeah, I think film and music's really key, like definitely art as well. Like I'm constantly reading things and going to exhibitions and listening to new music and stuff
like
that.
What have you been to lately? Though?
Something
that kind of has informed your collections?
The latest book I read was the Gil Scott Heron biography. He's an American musician. That was really inspiring. So it's kind of talking about his, obviously, life and his career and who he had inspiration from and stuff like that.
Right.
So, again, like reading and that kind of thing.
Cool. Is there anyone or anything on Instagram that's sparking your interest? Because obviously you've got a really beautifully curated Instagram.
Mm.
Are you really into that kind of
stunning
visuals?
I'm really interested in getting inspired by... what other people get inspired by. So I want to build that kind of thing with the brand. Like, I want, we have our journal on the website as well, so we're constantly updating that with what we're into and
your Tumblr.
Yeah.
So Tumblr. I saw on there that you had, yeah, you've got all sorts of like films and
yeah. My husband actually, he Does writes he all that. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I saw that he'd written something about the Chanel show.
Yeah.
What was it that kind of, because obviously you're looking at that kind of thing, you're still looking at that, and I guess because you're trend forecasting, that makes sense with the Turkey-based company. But is there, with the shows happening, do you get involved in any way, or do they just sort of go on around you and you just dip in and out? And
yeah, just kind of dip in and out. Like, just, it's important to be aware of who's doing what and what's going on and who's wearing what and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's just interests me. So yeah, I like to read about it and...
Yeah. Does social media, has it been important to your brand so far? Have you used it as a tool to kind of
Yeah, definitely. I think Instagram, definitely, because it's a visual thing and that's kind of what I love to do. And like the lookbooks and stuff, like, it's a really nice way of kind of showing what we're about. So yeah, we use it as like a mood board almost.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, try and get people inspired as well.
So when you say we, how many of you are on your in your
So
team?
My husband's getting more and more involved, so he's helping a lot. And then I have an intern on and off, and then just various people, like people I collaborate with and stuff like that.
Because obviously pulling a lookbook together must be quite a huge... You must see
it is,
And, or do you do the styling yourself?
I do that myself, yeah.
It's really cool.
But like, I collaborated with the florist Fajura on the second lookbook, so we've kind of worked together a few times to build, help build the set for that. And then she came into my pop-up and kind of helped with the visual merchandising and stuff. So, yeah, it's about, like, collaboration and relationships as well.
And where was your pop-up based?
It was Shoreditch.
Oh, cool. Yeah. How did it come about?
It was just an important way for me to kind of gauge more relationships with the customers and get to speak to people. And it was just so nice having a space, because I'm not pushing the wholesale, I'm not going down the wholesale route. So for me to sell it and retail it myself, like having an actual location for people to come and look and feel the fabrics and see the quality and that kind of thing was really important.
And how long were you there
It
for?
Was just a week, but I've just booked another one for 25 days, I think, or like, yeah, just over 3 weeks in November. So that's...
So are you there the whole time, or do you kind of have a crew that's...
I'll be there as much as I can be, yeah, because it will be 7 days a week, but there'll be a few days that I can't be in, but yeah.
So you cater for men and women, and I am me, and they're quite fluid kind of unisex designs. Is that purposeful?
When I started designing the first collection, I didn't really have a man or a woman in mind. I was just designing pieces, and then it just fit into a lot of them, or actually everything I've released so far has been unisex. I don't like to brand the brand as unisex, because I am doing dresses and stuff like that, but it is like for men and women, and to be shared between people, and you know, that kind of thing. So
what are the main differences, apart from the obvious ones, that of designing for men and women? Do they shop differently? Or
I think women are definitely more trend led for the most part. I mean, like, the fit obviously is the most obvious one. Yeah, but I don't think there is much. I think people, the kind of customer that shops on IME, they're very conscious of the quality and stuff.
Yeah,
and
the
like
fabrications.
Yeah,
and that
that's really important. And I think they can see that in the product. So that's kind of what's been popular.
And when did you, was Jersey and your wardrobe basics, were they introduced right from the start, or did that happen kind of along
right
the line?
From the start, yeah. It's just something I think that can run forever through the brand. So if
it's a bit like denim in that sense, isn't it? It's never going to be out of style, like a great grey t-shirt.
Exactly. Or... Yeah. It's kind of just the key things everyone, like the fallback things that people just chuck on every day. It's like, yeah, people's favourite pieces in their wardrobe.
And is there anything exciting in the pipeline? What's next? Like, you obviously are dropping this new lookbook coming out, or the actual collection. Basically, I'm angling, are you ever going to sell dungarees? I feel like your brand would make the perfect dungarees. Yeah. Just really simplistic and beautiful. But sometimes they're always like crazy details. You just don't need it. Not necessarily. You just want something really simple.
Well, I'll work on that. It's not in the third collection, but I'm kind of designing the fourth collection. So okay, yeah,
cool. And what are your thoughts on specialists? So like maternity jeans or petite or tall, that kind of thing. Do you have any?
I think they're great. Like certainly for High Street, I think it's an amazing thing to be able to offer. There's no other kind of department particularly focuses so much on like that,
providing that,
providing it. I have thought about doing kids wear and stuff because I think some of the basics could be amazing for kids, like some of the
jerseys.
I totally
agree. Yeah, like, I feel like, I don't know, Oshkosh and those kind of brands which do it so well. There's so few though.
Yeah,
that actually do.
It's because there's a lot of.
I bet there would be a big.
There's certain rules and certain rules and regulations for kids wear, and also the. A lot of suppliers don't want to do it because minimums and stuff like that. It's quite difficult, I think.
Okay. So but, watch
yeah.
your space.
But yeah, it's something I'm thinking of.
And whereabouts are you based? You mentioned the pop-up with Shoreditch. Is
yeah,
that where
so
you are?
I've got my studio is just off Broadway Market.
Okay.
Yeah, in East London. So, nice. Yeah.
Cool. And are you a two-year company?
Yeah, we launched last March online.
Okay.
So yeah, but about 2 years I kind of started fully concentrating on it, yeah.
Are there any challenges that you've had to face in that time?
I think there's, yeah, the biggest challenge is the finance, definitely.
Right. How did you kind of set up the company?
I've financed it all for myself at the moment, but as we're growing, I'm looking into investment kind of at the moment, and it's, yeah.
Is that a tricky process? Where do you kind of begin with
that? There's various places you can get, like, obviously the bank or grants or kind of personal investment from personal people.
Yeah.
But it's never not a worry, I think, for any business this small. I think, yeah, it takes a long time to kind of be making a lot of money. So
yeah, of
it's
course.
Just the cash flow.
Yeah.
It can be quite scary at times, but.
Who do you go to for business advice when you're feeling like that?
My dad's been really helpful. He's been really, really helpful. We've kind of been discussing a few options recently. And then, yeah, other challenges, I would say kind of like relationships and stuff. I've had a few tricky moments with people.
As in, companies that you do business with?
Yeah, or like just like single people that I've been working with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who kind of work for themselves, and that is a major thing. Yeah. Where you just, because it's kind of your baby in a way, you really want people who are on board and get it. And I think it takes a while to necessarily find those people who've got the same passion.
Exactly.
As you.
And are willing to kind of give you before you potentially give back something. Like, you know, a lot of people driven by money or, you know, stuff like that. And, so there's a lot of favours you have to call in when you're this small.
Totally.
So it's just, you have to find the people that believe in it as much as you and like take them on the journey.
Yeah.
And they'll be rewarded at some point as well.
Of course.
It's tricky. But relationships, like I definitely learned that from Topshop, like you need to treat everyone with the same respect. Like no one's smaller than anyone else kind of thing. There shouldn't really be a hierarchy.
Definitely.
And if you look after people, they look after you. So I have had people that have like been behind me the whole time and they've been amazing. So it is like
family.
Yeah. Family and friends. And there's been people in business as well that have been incredible.
Great.
But it's there
work
are the
up
odd
a
few.
Kind of brand family though.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. It's what it's all about.
And are there any labels who you admire? Obviously we talked about from a business point of view first. Is there anyone out there that doesn't have to be doing denim but that you're just kind of you like their either business model or you admire what they've done, like maybe they're a small company as well, or
the brand that springs to mind for me in terms of like an inspirational kind of brand vision is The Row.
That's Mary Kate.
Yeah, Mary Kate and Ashley. Which is so weird. But it's incredible.
It's really gorgeous.
It's so amazing.
And it has got that similar signature of being really classic.
Yeah, classic.
Nothing too
real
kind
quality.
Of shouty.
Yeah. Mm. And like their Instagram's very art-led and like I love that. You can kind of see that reflection in their collections and stuff and like their lookbooks and their catwalks, they're all very visual and it's all very considered and very beautiful.
And they always have like someone amazingly cool like Lauren Hutton wearing it.
Exactly.
It's absolutely the opposite of trend-led, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's very
exactly.
classic.
It's so expensive, but when you see it in real life, it's like These are beautiful pieces. Mm. They're the best quality, and you know, it's.
Yeah. And then from a denim level, which labels do you admire?
Who's my fave?
If you weren't going to be, I mean, obviously you're going to wear I'm Me.
Yeah. But I think obviously denim's having a real moment at the moment with like the embroidery and the customization, and everyone's doing it. But I think the American brand Redone, they've been doing some really cool things. Like they were kind of the first ones to kind of do the cut, playing with the patterns and kind of making one pair out of two Levi's.
Recon Decon, we're calling it ASOS, I believe.
Because obviously like the Vetum one have done that and stuff since. But they were doing it before, like they would like, just
kind of removing the pockets and having that
and like
exposed or the panelling was all off.
And like changing the patterns and making their own new shapes and stuff. I think it's really clever.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then I was going to ask you about how many pairs of jeans do you actually own yourself?
Oh my God. Too many. I've got like a massive pile that's constantly leaning over. My cat loves to jump on top of it and knock it all off. Too many.
Too many.
Yeah, and I can't stop.
And are you a blue or a black denim worshipper?
Blue mostly.
Same.
I think it's hard to find the perfect black pair.
I agree.
I'm still looking for it.
Blue is much easier in that sense. Mm-hmm. Like to go to, and dark denim, I feel like that kind of classic blue wash has had a real big thing, but I also feel like what you're bringing out next is this like dark raw indigo. I feel like that's definitely about to have quite a big.
Yeah,
it's kind of that Avisu.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of, which obviously the
it's quite geeky.
Kind of.
I think. Yeah, it's especially in the selvage. It's very purist.
Like it. Yeah, it's very cool. And is there a shape you'd say never to wearing or designing? Maybe.
I don't think I'd say no.
No. Have you ever worn a boot cut?
No. I love a straight jean. They're
straight
my favourite. Yeah.
And you do your like boyfriend jean has got all the rips and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So there's like this. I call it a slim, but it's kind of you can wear it however you want to. So if you want to wear it more high, it kind of goes a bit more tapered. If you want to wear it low, it goes more boyfriend. So it's quite a nice versatile shape.
Yeah.
And same with boys. Boys normally wear it mid-rise, so it's quite a nice kind of slim straight on the men.
And who are your favourite denim icons? Is there any? Is there a picture maybe you've put on a mood board before where you're like, oh, worship?
There's a few, like Patti Smith, Debbie Harry, Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, like all those classic American kind of icons in denim. I think that's kind of what everyone imagines when they think of denim history.
And it's always, it looks like it's labelless, those people that wore that, didn't they? It's
Kind of, and timeless, it's still relevant now.
Yeah,
definitely.
And when the occasion calls for it, what do you wear when you're not allowed to wear denim? If you have to, is there a go-to?
If you have to dress up. Kind of like a slip dress or something, I guess, if I'm going out or something like that. If I've got to be girly. I'm normally very boysy dressing.
What do you feel like when people come? I feel like denim gets a bit of a rep as in like a lazy girl's choice. Do you feel like that's true, or do you think
not so much anymore? I don't think, like, especially with the crop kick flare that's been so popular in the last couple of seasons, like that's a nice kind of very girly option, isn't it?
Yeah,
and everyone offers it now in like lovely washes and things like that. So
do you think it's quite London based though to be able to rock up to work in a pair of jeans?
Yeah, I would just imagine so.
But
we're quite lucky to be able to do that. Yeah.
I'm so grateful that I can wear jeans.
To be able to wear whatever we want. I know, it's true.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica. I've really enjoyed hearing all about
Thanks for having me.
I am me. I'm a massive jeans fan, so this is a very educational and fun for me. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Jessica talking about her big idea. I'm Gemma Tibbles. Tune in next week for more career inspiration and check out previous episodes on iTunes, Acast or your favourite podcast app. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.